It's been a blessing for Germany. English soccer supporters view it more as a curse. It's the phenomenon known as the penalty shootout. Yet this method of determining the winner on the soccer pitch hasn't always been part of the game. And it was a German referee who fought to have five players from each squad shoot penalties to determine a winner. Sam Edmonds tells us more about the penalty shootout.
Läuft jetzt an, kräftig, schießt, Lehmann hält! Lehmann hält!
It was Jens Lehmann's heroics in the penalties that sent Germany through to the semi-finals of the World Cup. The excitement and the tension of the penalty shootout seems almost natural for most soccer fans and players. Yet this heart-stopping way of coming up with a winner isn't nearly as established as many of us may think. In fact, up until 1970, a coin flip determined who would advance in a tournament. For example, at the European Championship semi-final in 1968 between Italy and the Soviet Union. Then referee José María Ortiz de Mendíbil tossed a coin into the air at Stadio Comunale in Florence, and when it landed, Italy was through to the finals. That was the last time a coin flip would be used, because in 1970, German referee Karl Wald got the rule changed, as his grandson Thorsten Schacht explains.
He always thought a coin toss was the most unsporting way to win. He said the fans want to see the ball in the net and not have the outcome determined by a coin.
Wald's idea of finding a sporting solution wasn't initially embraced with open arms in German circles. In 1970, at the annual meeting of the Bavarian Soccer Association, he led a grassroots revolt to push the penalty shootout through, says Schacht. When the executives finally approved Wald's idea, the referee was more than happy.
My grandfather had to laugh at the announcement. Then he stood up and said, "Of course I accept the board's decision, Mr. President. Thank you." The new rule was passed, and then it spread to the rest of the world.
The rule is responsible for new heroes, usually goalkeepers, as well as new scapegoats. But the fans probably have just as large a case of the nerves as the players who have to step up for the spot kick.
I don't like it. It's terrible. I feel like getting a heart attack.
I feel sorry for the individual players who have to live with that for the rest of their life.
Or they think that just as much chance is involved in penalties as a flip of a coin.
Well, it's just luck. It's not always the best one who wins it.
It's more or less a matter of luck if the ball lands in the goal or not.
And it's the world stars who frequently are the unlucky ones, like England's Steven Gerrard.
Gerrard läuft an. Oh, schlecht geschossen.
Such stars should take responsibility for getting their country's teams through, but it is ultimately a mental contest that some aren't cut out for, says Schacht.
My grandfather has said that for penalty shots you need lots of luck, some ability and nerves of steel.
Sam Edmonds, Deutsche Welle Radio.